Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, good morning. It's Dave Player once again for Steve Cochran here on 720 WGN. So Labor Day is the third biggest grilling day of the summer season. The last day of summer is over 3 weeks away, but it's also not the end of the grilling season. You can grill all year round, and this month also begins the season of tailgating. And as a tradition right here on WGN for the past several years is Weber Grill's grill master himself. That's Kevin Coleman. Good morning, Kev.
Dave, thanks for having us.
You know what? It's Labor Day. It might be the official end of summer, but there's no end to the grilling season.
There should never, ever be an end to the grilling season.
That's right. That's
especially
right.
When football starts.
That's right.
I mean, that gears up a whole nother level of tailgating.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about recipes. I want you to talk about your brisket burger because it's still my favorite. You've made it for me before. It is spectacular. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, the nice thing about tailgating is how do you make what you did last year that much better this year, right? It's just like a team. You got to get some free agents. You got to get the roster going. So what I'll do is when I smoke brisket or smoke shoulder, there's usually a little bit extra, and I'll take that and I'll freeze it. And then come now the tailgate time, I'll thaw it out and then I'll start putting that stuff back on burgers. So I can recycle some of the stuff that I've cooked and then be able really add it and make it, you know, a better tailgate than normal.
Very cool. Texter 847 wants to know what your best recipe is for grilled beef tenderloin.
So my best recipe for grilled beef tenderloin is actually the brisket fest. When I smoke briskets, I save some of that and I put it in butter. I'll actually season the tenderloin about 3 hours before I'm going to cook it. That allows the salt to get in, pulls a little bit of moisture out. And I use three different grinds of pepper, coarse, fine, and extra coarse. And what I'll do is I do about a half cup of pepper to a quarter cup of salt. And I use about a quarter cup of granulated garlic and that's it. I'll cook it directly for about 45 minutes, get it to about 115, and then I will roll it over the hot coals or I'll roll it over to a direct area. I'll sear it about 2 minutes aside. I'll let it rest for about 15 minutes, and good night.
But it's keeping it low.
Well, you want to keep it low because the hotter that meat is going on the grill because it's so thick, you're going to start, muscle fibers will start pushing together. It's going to start pushing moisture out, and you don't want that to happen. So you want to slowly bring it up and then sear it at the end, which is what they call a reverse sear.
You can still get some great sweet summer corn. What are some of the recipe options for the grill? For
corn? So what's great about corn is there's so many different ways of doing it. I soak it in a bucket for about an hour. I put a tablespoon or two of sugar. And then I'm going to roast that. Now, what you can do is you can pull the husk back, you can pull the silk, and you can actually directly grill it for about 10 to 15 minutes. But I'm a bigger fan of roasting it. And then another great tip for people that are doing corn is sometimes they have an issue with pulling the silk off. If you take a rubber band, you can slide it up and down the corn, and it pulls all the silk off nice and easy. You're not sitting there for hours upon hours pulling silk from the corn.
I like that. One of the questions we always get this time of year when we do the Labor Day Weber Grill feature, we talk about your brown bag apple pie because we're getting into fall. It's always on Facebook, always on text. People want that recipe. So talk to me a little bit about that.
So the great thing about apple pie is if you want to build your own, we have that recipe. If you're going to a store and you just want to do an apple pie, you want to make it easy like a tailgate, what you can do is buy the apple pie, get a brown paper bag. You're going to put it inside the brown paper bag. You're going to seal it, and you're going to bake it for the same amount of time you normally would in your oven. What's nice is it gives a golden brown crust to it, beautiful flavor. And the nice thing about tailgating is you can put that on towards the end of your tailgate. It's going to be done right before you go into the game, and now you've taken something that you've never done and made it outstanding.
And always, as always, no matter what you do, keep the grill closed because
looking ain't cooking. It's simple. And you know, the fun part about it with people with tailgating is we have that device called iGrill. But when I tailgate, I want to have fun. I don't want to pay attention to the grill. And having a digital thermometer, a Bluetooth thermometer that tells me when the food is done allows me to have more fun, which then makes sure everybody else is having a good time.
For grilling, this is from 773. What brand of Frank's and hot dogs do you like and do you recommend?
Oh, my goodness. I'm a Vienna guy. You can't go anywhere else. I mean, you're in Chicago. It's part of the best.
The Smokies are out right now because of, you know, being featured at Wrigley. So you can go to their factory store, and I believe maybe Jewel Osco has them too, but you can get the Smokies and throw those
on. Yeah, I'm more of a six to one guy, which means there's going to be six to about a pound. The Smokies are fantastic that they do over at Wrigley. Yeah. That's something they specifically do for the Cubs, which last year we did a promotion with Vienna and them, and the Smokies are awesome. do a little bit of grilled onion on those, but they have to be Vienna.
All right, I want to talk a little bit about the tailgating grill that you have. It's perfect for tailgating. It's the Weber Q. Talk to me a little bit about that.
So what's great about the Weber Q is you can use them anywhere in any kind of weather. And that's what's great about having a company here like Weber in Chicago is we test grills all year round, especially out at Soldier Field. So this grill has a porcelain enamel cast iron grate, retains heat extremely well, especially in cold weather, has enough space that and if you look at them, you might like, well, they might not be that big. On three Q1200s, I can tailgate for 100 people, which I do every year at Soldier Field on the Waldron deck. So they pack a lot of punch. They're very fuel efficient. One of those one-pound containers will give you about an hour and a half to 2 hours of cook time, which if you're going to a tailgate and you're cooking for 4 hours, just get two tanks and boom, you're ready to go.
And it comes in a bunch of different colors. The lids do as well. So maybe you can match your favorite, you know, college team. I mean, purple for Northwestern, orange for the Bears, whatever it might be.
Yeah, what's great about that is the colors are huge. And people have really talked to us about, we need more color. We need more fun. And that's a great thing about the Q line is it packs a punch when it comes to grilling, but it lets you customize with the lid colors, which is really great, and support your teams.
So what we're going to do is we're going to give away a Weber Q portable grill. And here is the question that we're going to ask, 312-981-7200. We'll take the seventh caller and go from there and see who wins. Here's the question. What is the average dollar amount a grill owner spends on meat per tailgate? So what is the average dollar amount a grill owner spends on meat per tailgate to win a Weber Q portable grill? Is it A, $200, B, $125, or $385? So again, what's the average dollar amount a grill owner spends on meat per tailgate? A, $200, B, $125, $385 to win a Weber Q portable grill. 312-981-7200. We'll take that call after a look at your Labor Day traffic. All right, it's Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. We're talking Weber Grill Master Chef Kevin Coleman about Labor Day grilling and the kickoff to tailgating season. All right, so here was the tailgating question to win a Weber Q portable tailgate grill. What is the average dollar amount a grill owner spends on meat per tailgate? Is it $200, $125, or $385? Chris, you're on 720 WGN. What's the answer, my friend?
Hi, it's $125.
You got it. It's $125. You win a Weber Q portable grill. What color do you want?
Oh, I don't know. I think orange.
Orange. All right. We'll do the orange. All right. Kev will take care of that.
I'm a Weber fan for life.
Love that, Chris.
Love my Weber grill.
Thank you. And thanks for calling, Chris. Have a great Labor Day.
Thank you.
On the line. Lisa will get your information. Hang on 1 second. All right. So when we're talking about tailgating, Kev, the one thing you've always taught me was preparing in advance. Very important. Talk to me a little bit about that.
So it's just like a team going out on the field on Saturday or Sunday. You got to prep during the week. And I'll usually start that prep about Wednesday is when I'm going to do my shopping. Thursday, Friday is when I start prepping my food, getting it ready. And I always use, and two things my mom always taught me about a party, never run out of food and never run out of adult beverages. So I use the 30%. I use the 30% rule. Whatever I think I'm going to buy, I add 30% because there's usually more people that show up or they eat more than normal. And so my cooler is on a first in, last out basis. So that way the stuff that I'm going to be cooking later in the day goes down into the cooler first, and then the stuff I'm cooking first is the one that goes in last.
But you always want to start out with breakfast. So you actually cook multiple meals while you're there. So you do breakfast burritos, right?
It's been known that we have an endless meat cooler
it's
when I go
known.
And take it. It's been known. So we start out with breakfast sandwiches. We do ham, peppers, eggs, onions. I do all that stuff at home first.
Wow.
Get out to the game. I use the grill, the Q. We have a griddle. I put the eggs on there. We build the bagel sandwiches. That ends. And then we go to a sausage bar. Then we go to skewers. And then we go inside the game. We come back out. I pull it all back out. And we do a burger bar because I don't want to sit in traffic.
Yeah, you like the burger bar. So you do that on the way out of the game.
Yeah.
So because toppings and all that good stuff.
Over the years going on the Soldier Field, I hate sitting in traffic on the way out of the game. So we'll sit. You got an hour and a half after on the Waldron deck. We'll pull everything back out, do a big burger bar. Everybody gets their dinner. And then we drive home, and it takes us about 45 minutes versus the hour and 45 minutes of 2 hours to get home. So,
and there's a new accessory you guys introduced within the last year, by the way. There's all kinds of stuff. There's veggie baskets and griddles and all kinds of things you can get. But you've got this iGrill. Tell me about the iGrill.
So the iGrill is fantastic. It's a Bluetooth device that tells your phone exactly when your food is done. So if you want to have more fun at a tailgate, this is a perfect way to do it. Also, if you just want to take your grilling game up a notch, because you can plug in preset We preset everything on the app so you can pick what you're cooking, or if you want specific temperatures you want it done at, you can program those. And instead of you having to sit by the grill and wait and figure out, open the grill and we say looking and cooking, it will tell your phone exactly when your food is done, which allows you to have more fun and really concentrate on the family and friends that are at your tailgate.
And I'll tell you what, we got an iGrill to give away, this new accessory, and we'll give that away to the seventh caller, 312-981-7200. Again, it's a brand new iGrill from Weber. We'll give that to the seventh caller, 312-981-7200. I got a question from Texter 312. I have a 22-inch Weber Performer charcoal gas starter. I'm curious, what's the best way to clean the grate? I heard it's not best to use a wire brush. Fibers break off, fall into the bowl or onto the coals.
Actually, the best way to do it, and this is a good rule of thumb, and yes, I know I work for Weber, so I'll tell you to do it. You need a new brush every year. I recommend a Weber stainless steel brush. The reason why is we test those on our products, and we know that that doesn't happen. So I always, every year, get a brand new grill brush, preheat the grill on high for 10 to 15 minutes, and then go over it with your stainless steel brush. That's the easiest, best, most efficient way to do it. Absolutely.
All right. And you brought your daughter Maddie here. Maddie, how are you, dear? Are you going to help Dad grill today, or did you already help him do some stuff?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do with your dad today?
What are we going to cook? We're going to do ribs?
Yeah.
And what else are you going to do? What do you do to help with the ribs? Do you help, like, season them and stuff? I always see you on Facebook pouring stuff on your dad's.
Yes.
Yeah, that's very cool.
So we season them today? Do we do both sides?
Yeah.
And what kind of wood did we use? Apple today on our ribs?
Ooh, apple for the ribs.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
And then you're going to help me sauce them later, right?
Yeah.
That's very cool. And you do both. You do some dry rub, and then you do the sauce as well.
Well, I'm a short order cook for my family, so my sister loves dry rub ribs. My father and the rest of us love sauce ribs, so we'll do a combination of both today.
Very cool. Kev, always a pleasure. And again, for more, go to Weber.com, including Kev's recipes, accessories, all kinds of good stuff. Have a great Labor Day, buddy.
You too, Dave. Thanks for having us.